top scientists have made it clear that we need to cut climate pollution in half this decade to avoid the worst climate impacts. And we need to do it in a way where we're building a more just society with good, family-sustaining jobs.
Over this series, we're going to interview experts to look at how Michigan can do this rapidly and equitably.
You know, there is a real link between issues of poverty, issues of challenges that people live with, racial barriers, and disparate treatment. And it is really kind of the intersection of things that have been going on for a long time. And now COVID has put them in stark relief.
Reality is, you know, when you look at the impacts on people of color in Michigan and with COVID as well as across the country, it's the same sort of things we see in economic justice and environmental justice issues.
Before the coronavirus hit, renewable energy was growing rapidly and Michigan was poised to become a climate leader. Clean energy and new mobility jobs were growing faster than practically any other industry in the state.
Doubling down on these homegrown opportunities could dramatically speed the economic recovery from COVID-19 by creating millions of jobs.
While most people and our elected officials are rightly focused on flattening the curve and meeting the immediate needs of people in Michigan, the urgent timeline to act on the climate crisis has not changed.
Join Dan Wirth and Kate Madigan for a series of interviews with experts to explore how we solve the climate crisis while creating economic stimulus in this changing landscape.
If you care about our overheating planet and want to rebuild the economy to be more resilient, just, and sustainable, speaking of resilience, the Climate Solutions podcast is for you.
We hope you'll join us.